Hello. So I'm nervous. This is like my first ramble fap for specifically for women. I've done for men, for general audiences, and now this is for women. So I'm just a little nervous. Forgive me. Also, I'm trying something a little new too. I had my favorite vibrator die on me recently. It was pretty hard. I took it really rough, but it was under warranty still, so it's gonna rejoin me in my life. But until then, I went ahead and I bought the Hitachi, because I bought the corded one because the reason my other vibrator died is because it won't hold a charge anymore. So I'm like, oh, I never want this to happen again. So I bought a corded one because, like, well, what could possibly happen? What could go wrong? So I'm going to be trying that out for the first time too. So I'm like really nervous about that. But I'll just get started. And I have like a variable speed controller on this bad boy because I'm like, I'm not about that. So let's try it. Okay. Just gonna keep it on low for a little bit while I talk about my experiences with women, which are this pretty much. This is pretty much the extent of real life sexual interactions I've had with women. But I've always kind of just assumed I was straight, because I love cock like a lot, but that's not what this is about. There was this one woman that I met at a friend's bachelorette party. She definitely made me question my sexuality for the first time ever. Turn this up a bit. Yeah, so she definitely made me question my sexuality for the first time ever. There was nothing like, I don't know. I haven't had good experience with women in the past. I've had mostly bad experience with women, just as like friends. But she and I clicked like right away. A cute girl too, about my height. Curly brown hair. Gotta be honest, I really didn't spend much time looking at her body. But yeah, we just got along so fucking well, and it was just like, ah, damn. I think I could be with women if they were all like this. Which I'm sure they are if I give them a chance. So that's like the extent of that. I've never kissed a girl, and I've never done anything more. This, like I said, is pretty much the extent of my sexual relationship with women this right now. But now that that's out of the way, I am going to talk about some, well, two of my kind of celebrity crushes on women. Okay. The first one is Emily Browning. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous woman. Like, supremely beautiful. She's really short. She's got this cute little body and this beautiful round face. She's in this TV show, American Gods, which is based on a book. And when I first saw that she was in that series, I was like, oh my god. And I told my partner, I was like, oh my god. She's like my like lady celebrity crush. She's just like pretty much the hottest woman in the planet in my mind. And I was worried she wasn't going to be on the show a lot, but I was not disappointed. Close to coming right now. Oh, there it is. Okay. So I only got one celebrity crush. I have another one, but it's not like, it's more of a, it's a weird one. I don't know if you guys have seen Westworld, but, this is a season 2, episode 1 spoiler. I have taken the vibrator off, but now I'm just going to talk about Westworld. yeah, this is a season 2, episode 1 spoiler. So if you haven't seen that, just click off. I'm not going to talk about anything else after this. The good part's already over. there's a character, Dolores. And in the first season, she's like this just really... She's a victim, just like 100% of the time. She's put on that earth to be just a victim, and she's raped over and over again, which is awful. But in the second season, she gets some power And she's like, becomes this badass, just twisted fucking bitch. And I, oh my God, there's one episode. It was the first episode of the second season where she's become like Wyatt is, or like she has Wyatt in her. So she's like, I don't really understand. I have no idea. She's a robot. So there's also that. but she's this crazy bitch and she enacts this revenge. And I was like, I'm like so turned on right now by Dolores / Wyatt. And I told my partner, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like so turned on by her. She's like so attractive to me. But what she does is she strings these people up who have wronged her. She puts a noose across their head, she puts their heads in nooses. I think there's like three of them, and then she sets them up on a very like thin piece of wood, so that when they step off or if they fall off or anything, they are hung. And I was like, damn, what's she gonna do? I was like, I hope she like shoots their fucking feet and just like makes them dance or something with the gun, shoots their feet with the gun. But what she did was so much better. This just like cold-hearted, amazing bitch of a woman leaves them there. And it's just like, oh, damn. That's so good. You're so good. And I was just like, I'm wet. Oh, yeah. So, she's my other, like, celebrity crush. Specifically the Dolores Wyatt fucked up combo. But Evan Rachel Wood, who plays Dolores, is straight up an amazing woman on her own. Yeah, I'll just leave that at that. I hope you got something out of this. I don't know. I got something out of it. I hope you did too. So, bye.